You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Mitzvah Shin Lamed Vav, Ois Gimel, which is the second column of the page. We're on about to begin the third kinyan. We did Kesef, we did Shtar, and now we're doing Chazaka, which are all kinyanim in the Chosim Shiesh Lahem Achrayas, meaning Karka. So Gimel, Ois Gimel says Chazaka, V'meicher Onosein. Im Halokeach Asa Kinyan Chazaka Nikze Lo Hakarka. Very simple. That if someone wants to convey land, either as a gift or a sale, he could do this through a Kinyan Chazaka. And if the recipient performs a Kinyan Chazaka, he acquires the karka. Now the question is, umay zeh kinyan? What is a kinyan chazaka? So the three words that we're familiar with are what the Minchas Chinuch describes chazaka as: na'al, you lock the property; gadar, you build a fence around the property; uparatz, you break the fence, you break through the property. Shahaya lehakarka. Now these words are added by the Minchas Chinuch that the Kinyan Chazaka needs to be an improvement to the karka. We'll see if this is true. That the Kinyan Chazaka needs to be an improvement to the karka or not. So now there's a question being raised. Beyond those specifics of Nal, Gadar, or Paratz, are there other forms of Kinyan Chazaka? And are Nal, Gadar, and Paratz just examples of a larger category that can function as Kinyan Chazaka? The Achilas Peirais, Ihave Chazaka, Mechulakim Bazeh Harishayim. Ayin Shulchan Aruch Simekuf Tzadi Beisif Yud V'yesh Omrim. So the case, interestingly enough, is in the Shulchan Aruch Simekuf Tzadi Beis Sif Yud, as he quotes, two days in the Mechaber. If the Meicher takes down, the seller takes down fruits from his tree in a basket, if the meicher takes that basket and hands it to the loikeach, is that symbolic transfer of peros from the meicher to loikeach considered a form of kinyan chazaka? So that's 2 days in the mechaber. The first day in the mechaber is that it functions as kinyan chazaka. The second day in the mechaber is v'yesh omrim that it is not a sufficient kinyan chazaka. So the question is, what might this be tali on? This issue of defining the actual maisa for kinyan chazaka, let's think about what this could actually be dependent on. So if we look for the makor for Kinyan Chazaka, there are actually three important Gemaras. Gemara number one is based on the Mishnah in Kedushin Chavav. The Mishnah in Kedushin Chavav says, Ha'nechasim sheyesh lahem achrayis niknes bekesef shtar v'chazaka. The Mishnah in Kedushin Chavav does not describe what chazaka is. But the Gemara in Kedushin Chavav brings two psukim, one from Yirmiyahu and one from Dvarim. The question is why it brings the pasuk from Yirmiyahu first, but nevertheless, two psukim are brought in the Gemara in Kedushin Chavav as the makor for Kinyan Chazaka. And it appears all Rishonim are of the opinion that just as Kesef and Shtar are Kinyone Doraisa by Karka, it appears all Rishonim seem to agree that Kinyan Chazaka is a Kinyan Doraisa by Karka. The other Gemara that's important is a Mishnah in Cheskas Habatim, Membez Membez, which says Chazaka Nol Goda Uparat. So those three descriptions, Nol and Goda Uparat, is a Mishnah in Bava Basra Membez Membez. There is a Rashbam that is brought down by Tosfos in that sugya in Bava Basra, and the Namuke Yosef brings it as well, that says that when it says Na'al, the Rashbam says, Na'al does not mean Ni'ilas Delas Ba'alma. The Rashbam says it's not just closing a door. Closing a door, the Rashbam says, does not amount to a kinyan, the Rashbam says.
It really means to lock the door, doesn't it?
Okay, so he says, Ni'ilas Delas Ba'alma, the Rashbam says, is not a kinyan chazaka. He says, what do you have to do? He says, you must install a lock. The Rashbam says, only installing a lock is a kinyan na'al chazaka. And he says that just closing the door is ni'ilas delas ba'alma and is kemavriach ari ba'alma. He uses those words, the Rashbam. Kemavriach ari ba'alma. The question is, what is the Rashbam emphasizing? When he says the ilas delas ba'alma is kemavriach ari ba'alma, what's the point in the Rashbam? So this seems to be a machloikes between the Shoyel in a question in Rabbi Akiva Eger and Rabbi Akiva Eger's answer to the Shoyel. There is a Gemara in Gittin, in Zion Amid Beis. This is the third Gemara that's very important for Chazaka. Gittin, in Zion Amid Beis. Hahush Chiv Meira. There was a man on his deathbed. The Tokif Alma. That he was about to be overtaken by this world. Literally, he was about to leave this world. And he wanted to give a get to his wife. But he was physically unable to do the Nesinas HaGet. And it became Shabbos. So they asked Rava what to do. So Rava said, no problem. Let her go on Shabbos and tichod. Let her close the door, lock the door to the chotzer that the get is sitting in. Then let her v'tiftach open the door the chotzer that the get is sitting in. So the get was sitting in a chotzer, and Rava told the wife to do a kinyan chazaka on the chatzar that contained the get. And through that, she would be considered to have received the get. And that kinyan chazaka allows her to be kind of the get and to be divorced. The Rosh over there in Gittin quotes this Rashbam and says there are people who want to bring a raya from this Gemara against the Rashbam. Because if the Rashbam's idea of Na'al is to install a lock, how could Rava have told her to install a lock on Shabbos? Rather, the Rosh says, you see from here, that closing a door is considered to be a kinyan chazaka. However, he says, the Rashbam will tell you, or the Rosh says, I agree with the Rashbam, that just closing a door is kemavriach ari ba'alma. That's why Rava said to first lock the door and then open the door. So the Rosh says that if you lock a door and then open the door, that's a kinyan. Meaning the Rosh's opinion is ne'ilas hadeles is not enough. The Rosh disagrees with the Rashbam. You don't need to install a lock, but the ne'ila, the actual closing of the door, is sufficient as long as you close it and open it. So there are three opinions. One opinion is ne'ilas delas alone. Just closing a door is chazaka. That's the Yad Ramah, who says opening a door is also a chazaka. That's the sheet of the Yad Ramah, who seems to be the most mekel shita in chazaka. Just opening or closing a door is kinin chazaka. The Rashbam seems to be the most stringent, and he says na'al only works if you install a physical lock or you barricade the door. Closing a door, the Rashbam says once again, is mavriach ari ba'alma. The Rosh is...
I mean, these kids, the doors had lock keys. They did not?
Yes.
So now somebody had to give her the key in order for her to lock it, which is an indication of bilus. That might be the equivalent of installing a door, a lock.
Okay, so the Rosh says that. So the Rosh says that locking a door is sufficient, but the Rosh adds locking a door enough is not sufficient. That's why the Gemara says Rava told her, Tichod v'tiftach. You must lock the door and open it. The Rosh's shita is locking it, even with a key, is insufficient. You need to lock it and open it. So there seems to be a machloikas how to understand this Rosh. So I passed out, Shai, did you get the Rebbe Akiva Eiger?
Yeah, I put it on the group text. Everybody should have it.
Does everyone have the Rebbe Akiva Eiger?
Yep.
So there's a very interesting discussion in Rebbe Akiva Eiger, how to understand this Rosh.
Can I just ask you something? This Mavriach Ari idea. The idea of Mavriach Ari means if you just close it, that's Mavriach Ari. If you close it and open it, that indicates that it's not Mavriach Ari because you're leaving it open now. So,
correct.
Maybe that's the reason you have to open it.
That's correct. But why? Why is closing a door not sufficient? Why is
because
it
because of this far of Mavriach Ari?
So that's
even what though the Gemara doesn't say anything.
That is what the Rashbam says. The Rosh says, like you said, you must close it and open it. But there seems to be a machlokes with Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Shael in Siman Lamed Zayin. What the underlying idea behind this is, and what the chisaron of Mavriach Ari is. So, what's the shaila? The shaila is a shaila that used to come up often in Rabbi Akiva Eger's day. In our day, I guess shailas are, you know, crock pots, electric ovens. Then a big shaila was b'choros. People used to have animals, and these kosher animals would have firstborn. And every one of these firstborn would have kedusha. It would be a big pain in the neck to have a seh or a shor that was kadosh. So what would they do? They would sell it to a guy. That's the first mission in Bechiris. There's a type of harama that you could use selling part of your animal b'shutfas to a guy. You sell the ear, you sell born. Part
before
of it.
Before it's born.
Correct, before it's born. So the problem was this man was unaware of all the kinyonim that worked with a guy, and he sold it to the guy b'kesef. And as we discussed a number of times, there's a machloikas whether kesef is kind of midoraisa by a Jew, and correspondingly, whether kesef is kind of midoraisa by a guy. So what happened was this man sold bekesef, the bechor, to the guy. But after he sold it to the guy took possession and was having this bechor in his flock. So after the kinyan kesef, he was doing on a daily basis mashicha, because he was leading this animal in the flock. The shoyel was asked, can I rely on the fact that since the guy took possession at the end of the day, even though his kavana was to buy it through kesef, can I consider his subsequent mashicha and leading of the animal in the flock as a maisa mashicha? Meaning, do you need kavana? Did the guy need to be mechaven to be kona with the mashicha? Or was it sufficient that the guy was mechaven to be kona with kesef, but at the end of the day was doing a maisa mashicha? So he wanted to bring a raya, the shoyel wanted to bring a raya from this rush. And he says, what the rush is, what I learned from the rush is that when a person just closes a door, the closing of the door does not show his proper intent to do a maisa kinyan. Because there are doors that are open all the time, the shoyel says, and people just slam the door shut. So therefore, the shoyel says the rush requires you to close and to open the door to show your kavanas kinyan. So the way the shoyel learned the rush was that mavriach ari ba'alma is a chisaron in kavanas hakinyan, and the reason that the rush needed to go ahead and require the person to close and open the door is because closing a door is a maisa ba'alma and does not indicate its kavanas hakinyan. And the only way to understand and know clearly that he was mechavein for the kinyan was to do ne'ila and pesicha. That is the way the shoyel understood the rush. Rabbi Akiva Eger says that's not correct. Does everyone have the Rabbi Akiva Eger? Let's look at the Rabbi Akiva Eger. He says, Vagam Mashakosov Malek Fai Taraso Raya Midivre Harash. Right, and what he wanted to bring from the Rosh is that the Rosh says, "V'tiftach debay sheyiskazen hakoine liknais einze." This is incorrect. Einze, one second. Einze raya. Rabbi Akiva Eger says this is not a raya that a koine needs kavanas kinyan. The shoyel wanted to say that the Rosh's opinion that the Gemara Rava required tichod v'tiftach. Rava required closing, locking, and then opening to show his kavanas kinyan. Because just by closing a door, it's unclear that you had kavana to be koine. Because maybe you're just mavriach ari ba'alma. Meaning the shoyel understood mavriach ari ba'alma as being a chisaron in the das koine. So the shoyel understood that the rush requires ne'ila and psicha as a clear indication of his das koine. Which is interesting because there's a major machlokes rishonim. Do you even need das kona? If there's das makna, do you need das kona? It's based on a raya in Baba Basra, Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says there was a storm, and Shakal Rav Anan Bidka, Rav Anan picked up the border between him and his friend, and he placed it beyond the original border. Because he had the intent, he felt the border was 5 or 6 feet beyond where it really was. So the Gemara says, based on the fact that he did this maisa of placing the border in a new place, the other fellow was Kona, the additional karka. So the Ravid says, but there was no das kaina. The other guy did not agree to this. It was a unilateral action by Rav Anan. So the Ravid says, you see, you don't need das kona once you have das makne. So it's a major machlokes rishonim if you really need das kona. The Shayel feels that that's what the Rush is saying. When the Rush says you require the locking and the opening, because locking does not show das kaina. Therefore, I need the locking and the opening to show das kaina. And therefore, this guy who had kavana to be kaina with kesef, if he then is subsequently maishech the animal, he's not kaina, the Shayel says. Because you see, from the Rush, you need das kaina. I need das through the closing of the door to be kaina, which I only show clearly I have that kavana if I close it and open it. Because just closing a door is my vriach hari without proper das kinyan. I'm doing it just to protect the property. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Ein Zeraya. He disagrees with the Shayel's interpretation of the Rush. The Ikar Kavanas HaRush, the Kinyan Chazaka, Lo Have Ella Shimush. Ela Shimush. Shehashimush Hahu More Lishimush Ka'adam
Ha'osa B'Shaloi.
Ha'osa B'Shaloi. Mishum Ha'chi B'Ni'ila L'chud Leka Kinyan. The Maisa Zu of Kinyan Ni'ila L'chud, the Maisa Zu Kevan De Afsher De Asusa Kach Lishmor Chefetz Baila She Regila Bechol. Sorry, She Regila Bechol Pam. The Ein Shimusha Muchachas V'Nikar Le'ene Harayim Shehashimush. Sorry, I'm reading it like this. I'm reading it from the form Shehashimush Letovasa Mishum Hachi Ba'inon Shetachzor V'Tiftach The Nikar Umuchach Mitoch HaMaisa Atzmo Dehani'ila B'Toiras Shimush Kechevtza B'li Moicha V'Iker HaDavar Dehakinin Chazaka The Maisa Shimush Talia.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Sorry, Benikar Hamaisa Laene Harayim. Avalo Talia Bekavanas. Hamachsik. Listen to this. Va'af im Amar Techila. It doesn't matter. The guy can mamish say before he's closing the door. To Aiden, Bifne Aiden, I'm closing the door for the sake of Kenyan. Shekavasai l'shem, Shekavasai b'ne'ila l'shem Kenyan, Kevan de'ein nikar mitoch maisa hani'ila. Then it's the next page, which says, Ein zeh Kenyan. Me and Rabbi Akiva Eger says the chisaron with Mavriach Ari has nothing to do with what the Shoya feels as Kavana Lakinyan. Rabbi Akiva Eger is like that Rivi. You don't need necessarily Kavana Lakinyan. So what is the point of the rush according to Rabbi Akiva Eger? The point of the rush according to Rabbi Akiva Eger is that a Kinyan Chazaka is a special Kinyan. No matter how much you yell and you cry that I'm closing the door for the sake of Kenyan, since the mere act of closing the door could be somebody just going ahead, passing by, seeing the door open, being concerned for the welfare of the property, and just closing the door to protect the property. So the Maisa Kenyan has to be a clear act of shimush as a bomb.
I mean, he's not saying that you don't eat das hakone. He's saying you don't have a riot from here. Correct. Because the over here is something else.
Correct. Okay. In other words, he's unclear whether you need das hakone, but he's saying that's not the question.
That's not the concern here.
In other words, the question here is not das hakone. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says you have to define chazaka as a Maisa Kenyan that is clear to all that you are doing it as a Ba, and you are doing it as a form of Bailus. So this is the way Rabbi Akiva Eger understands the rush. So now let me ask you a question. Do you feel this Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Shayel is meaningful concerning the discussion that the Minchas Chinuch is having? Is Achilas Peros considered to be a Kenyan Chazaka? Meaning, if the Meicher takes down Peros, the case in the Shulchan Aruch is the Meicher takes down Peros from the tree, fills up a basket, and gives it to the Lokeach. And he says, Lechazeku Kni. And the Lokeach accepts the basket from the Meicher.
Maybe as a Kenyan Peros. I mean, it doesn't say he owns the field because he takes Peros. First of all, he could have a Kenyan Peros and he could just dump.
So could that
take Peros?
So what do you think? What my question is, I was trying to think about whether this question, Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Shoyel, has bearing on this question of whether Achilas Peros is a Kenyan Chazaka or not.
I mean, independent.
Do you think
of
the
this,
questions are connected or not?
It's somewhat connected, but I mean, I don't know if they're comparables. They're not exactly comparable. So, Kiveg is saying that you need something that indicates bilus, that some kind of shimush. But this is not necessarily shimush. So, that's the question.
In other words, just like a person passing by, sees a door open, and closes it to protect the guy's property, right? Mm-hmm. Very often you'll see that. People will pass by my backyard, and my door will be open, and they'll just close it, because they see it's wide open. So that's what Rabbi Akiva Eger says the rush means, k'mavriach ari ba'alma. It's not indicative of a shimush of bailus. So maybe the Achilas Peros could be what? That the guy bought Peros or he rented the Peros. And the Achilas Peros themselves are not a shimush bailus. Maybe that's the machlokas. I'm not sure.
Now, does this have anything to do with if the question of kinyan Peros could kinyan a guf dummy, or that's a totally different topic?
I think it's a different topic.
So how does it differ?
Kenyan Peros, Kenyan Guf means once a person has quote unquote Kenyan pay rise, how far does that status allow him to claim bialis? For instance, the Gemara in Gittin Mem Ches says like this, that if someone buys a field b'shas yovel, that is only considered to be Kenyan pay rise, because the guf hakarka gets returned by yovel. Does that fellow bring bikurim, and is he mevi vekore? Does the person during yovel, before he returns the field, have a chiyuv to bring bikurim and bikore? Because when he's kore, part of the kriyas haparsha is al hadama asher nasatali. The person has to make a declaration that these peros came from the land that Hashem gave me. And the Gemara wants to know, is Kenyan peros, the use of the field for the time until Yovel, considered to be enough ownership to make the declaration, this is land that Hashem gave me? That's the discussion of Kenyan peros, Kenyan guf. Or the classical case of a Baal, that a Baal in Nichsei Milug, in any one of a man's, in any one of a wife's property that is not included in the Ksuva as Tzon Barzel, the man immediately takes possession of the Kenyan Peros of his wife. So the question is, one, does the husband, when he eats the Peros of his wife's property, have the status of maybe Vakori for Bikurim? Or the Gemara wants to know, if there is a cow that is part of the Nechse Melug, and the man goes ahead and lends out that cow for a rental, which is his right because he has Kenyan Peros in her property, if he then works as a payel for the shayel, for the man he lent it out to, is that Shayla Babayla?
Yeah, nobody would suggest that he could sell the field. Nobody would suggest it. If he gets the Paris, he can't sell the field.
Correct.
The question is it considered enough of a Bailas to be able to be
Correct. Correct. He definitely does not own the Guf HaKarka to sell it. The question is, sometimes can that Pekinian Paris function to give him a shame bailim in certain instances?
But here, the machlokes shown here is that the machlokes brings down is if Achilles Peiris constitutes a Kenyan Chazaka. So it's a totally different issue.
I think so.
Right. Okay. Also, the Gemara never entertains that Kenyan Chazaka is like in the Torah to Avraham Avinu, you know, just walking through the land called, that's never considered a Kenyan Chazaka, just to walk through land. The Torah seems to contemplate it. That's how we got it. That's how we got it.
It's very interesting. Is that how we got it?
It seems to be what the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu.
Because if you look at the Gemara in Kedushin Chavav, it brings two psukim as a makar for chazaka. Neither pasuk has those psukim. And a matter of fact, they're both psukim about taking, you know, possession of Eretz Yisrael. The first pasuk is from Yirmiyahu, which says the Jews will return Eretz Yisrael after the Churban, v'shavuba. And the Gemara learns from the phrase v'shavuba, kinyan chazaka. The second pasuk is from Dvarim, where I'm paraphrasing it because I don't remember it exactly, but it says something along the lines v'harashtem es ha'aretz v'yerashtem ba. The Lashon Yerusha is used for Kenyan Chazaka. So the idea of Lech Tidroch Raglov is not brought. So that's an interesting question, whether that's Kinyan Chazaka. The Gemara...
It might have been for like on a meta, you know, tzibur digger sense that Klal Yisrael as a tzibur entity owns Eretz Yisrael, but maybe as a personal chazaka, on individual levels, it doesn't work.
It's more like a krisus bris.
Yeah. I think there's talk about it that it was a type of kinyan chazaka, but maybe just on a, communal sense, not an individual sense.
You'd have to look at Taisus in Rosh Hashanah Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. There's an important Taisus in Rosh Hashanah Yud Gimel Amud Aleph where the Gemara there asks a question. When the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael, how could they have brought the Omer? They came into Eretz Yisrael and it says, Ketzir Chem, and you're not allowed to use Goyim's barley for the carbon Omer. So the Gemara says, how could they have brought the carbon Omer, Yoshua, when they entered Eretz Yisrael? The barley did not belong to the Jews. The barley belonged to the Goyim, because the barley grew Havar Shlish before Yoshua entered the land. So Taisa says, what are you talking about? The Jews owned Eretz Yisrael from the time of Avram. So, of course, it's Ketzir Chem. So, Taisvas has a discussion, and he says that somehow the land before Yoshua came in was jointly owned by the Jews and the Goyim. And it wasn't considered to be fully Ketzir Chem. So that's an interesting discussion there in Rosh Hashanah Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. When exactly are the Jews considered to be the owners of Eretz Yisrael for the halachic status of Ketzir Chem? Okay, so that's the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Shaya, which has an afkamina, the guy walking around leading the sheep of the Jew who sold it to him bekesef. Is his constant kinyan mashicha on a daily basis considered to be sufficient to override or to consider to be a kinyan mashicha, even though the guy doesn't have kavana to be kind of with mashicha? So the Shail wanted to bring a raya once again from the Rush in Gittin, and Rabbi Kiva Eger is daicha that raya and says the Rush is shita that you must lock and open for Kinyan Chazaka. It's nothing to do with Kavanas Kinyan, but it has to do with Maresh Shimush Bailus. So Rabbi Kiva Eger defines Kinyan Chazaka as a way of showing your Bailus. Everyone must clearly see that you're not just closing somebody's door to protect his property, and it's not Mavriach Ariba Alma, but it's a clear showing of your Bailus. So that's the Rabbi Kiva Eger I wanted to show you. The Tzais in Simon Ayin Reish Hay, Siv Katan Bay, seems to say the same thing, that most Kinyanim do not require that extent of showing violence.
What did Rabbi Kiva Eger hold in that case? The Kinyan was not a valid Kinyan, because according to Rishlam, it's not a good Kinyan. So now the question is whether he was kind of with Mashiach.
So he seems to say, Rabbi Kiva Eger, that he's kind of with Mashiach.
He was, even though he had no das, kind of, but he's indicating his ownership. Is that it, or what?
That the Maisa Kinyan of Mashiach works, Rabbi Kiva Eger saying, by the guy, even though the guy did not have das kind of.
But he doesn't have contrary, because Mark talks about
That's the question.
By condition, the Gemara says it's
correct.
What does the Gemara say? He has to have. He didn't have kavana. He had kavana.
Okay, so this is and Rabbi Kiva Eger's matir the Bechor for other reasons too. Because maybe the Bechor gave birth before, and it was only a Suffolk Bechor. So he's moderate for a few reasons. One of them being that this Kinyan, the subsequent Kinyan Mashicha, is sufficient and complies with Kinyanim, even though you don't have specific Kavanas Kinyan for Mashicha. This is a very big issue. Tzvi, you know, interestingly enough, where this comes up, Rav Sternbach in Moedim Zmanim has a long piece on this, based on a Sharat Ziyun. The Sharat Ziyun, Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Lulav says that when you buy the Arba Minim from the Gabbai, you must buy it with Kinyan Kesef. Because L'kachtem Lachem B'yam Arishon Priyetz Hadar is a Kinyan Doraisa. And Dvar Torah Ma'os Konois. And if I buy it from the Gabbai on credit, I've only done Mashicha, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, I don't have a Kinyan Doraisa. So Rav Sternbach asks in the Sharat Ziyun, what's the problem? Why do I need to pay him? Let me buy it on credit. And when I bring the Arba Minim in my house, Rav Sternbach says, I have a Kinyan Chatzer. So he goes on, Rav Sternbach, for pages and pages. Would that Kinyan Chatzer work as a Kinyan Doraisa on the Arba Minim if I first had Kavana to buy it with Mashicha on credit? Do you say his Kavana to buy it with Mashicha is a contraindication to the later Kinyan Chatzer? So Rav Sternbach has a whole discussion about this. And I don't remember if he brings this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. But this is a very important question, whether you need Kavana Lekaina, whether the Kaina needs Kavana Lekinyan, or is it enough just with Das Makne and a Maisa Kinyan from the Kaina? But nevertheless, that's not our topic. Our topic is the side topic that emerges about how to understand the Rush in Gittin. Why does the Rush require Ne'ila and Spicha? As Kavana Lekinyan or as an indication, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, of a Maisa Bailus? Okay, let's continue back in the Minchas Chinuch. So mechulokim b'zeh harishonim, ayin shulchan aruch, siman kuf tzadi beis, sif yud, v'yesh omrim. So there is a major machlokes rishonim.
Sif yud, the sif yud aleph, by the way.
What?
Sif Yud, the Sif Yud Aleph.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
Because you have the Shulchan Aruch in that.
Yeah, I took a look at it on my phone.
Of course, doesn't Sif Yud have the Yesh Omrim in it?
No. It's the Ramah and Sif Yud Aleph brings the Dei HaMechlekes.
Is that not a Yesh Omrim?
Yesh Cholkin.
Sorry, Yesh Cholkin, sorry. So it's not a Yesh Omrim, sorry. Okay, Uba Mishla Melech Kan, and the Mishla Melech over here in Perak Aleph Halacha. What is that? Perak Aleph Halacha, what? Ches?
Yes.
Right? In Hilchos Mechira, the Mishla Melech, in Perak Aleph Halacha Ches, maybe Shinistapik Chachme Hador. The Chachme Hador had a suffix. What's the suffix? B'mocher soda hamuskeres la'acher. The Kinyan Kesef. Right. V'shtar Mahani. Haven the haguf shel hamaskir. The yachol limkor. So it's a question. A guy rents out a field. And while the field is rented out, and the tenancy, the lease, is still effective, can he sell his field while it is under lease? So the halacha is yes, the sale is effective subject to the lease. And full possession can be taken by the buyer when the lease has expired. But this halacha is brought by the Paiskim. If the landlord sells the leased property through a Kenyan Kesef or a Kenyan Shtar, can he do this through a Kenyan Chazaka? Or do you say that the whole nature of Kenyan Chazaka is in contradiction to the person's lease? Meaning that since the person has leased the property and is being mishamesh and using it, do you say that the use of the tenant is a clear contradiction to the Kenyan Chazaka? And so he says, the Mishlam Melech says, this was a major machloikes of the Chachmei Hador.
Whether an owner has a right to go onto the property once he leases it to somebody else.
I think that
if he doesn't, so he can't show the chazaka. He can't do anything. He has no right to do it.
I think that if you look at the Ktsois, he quotes, the Ktsois says, even if you go ahead and receive permission from the tenant to do a Kenyan chazaka, it still may not work. Meaning it's not a technical problem of permission from the tenant. It's a halachic issue of whether there's a contradiction between the kinyan chazaka and the tenancy. Ach tzorich iyun imahane kinyan chazaka shel haloi keach. Kevan what? The haperos Hem la'acher. Kevan the haperos hem la'acher. Sorry, lo. What's the next one?
Shayach hazaka.
Lo shayach hazaka. Ayein sham. Interesting idea, right? It's not a technical problem. He can't perform it because it's a violation of tenancy. Do you say that since the tenant is now the one deriving pleasure and utilizing the property, it is a stira to the Kenyan Chazaka. Vayeng Tzois HaChoshen, Simen Reish Tez Zayin, Siv Karton Beis, maybe B'Shem Maharam Mintz, Simen, what is that, Simen Lamites?
Yeah.
Delo Mahani Chazaka. Interesting, the Mara Mimintz says that the chazaka would not be effective. Kevin de lo haya yochol lehishtamesh ato. Ki hatashmishim shayochim la'ache. Ayin sham. Shekasav davar nechmad. The Ktsois writes something interesting, Araya, from Shas Bavabas Ramam Zayin Amin Aleph. Lechaira Efshar Lahak Shois B'Shas. Sorry, Efshar Lahak Shois B'Shas Gittin Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. We're back to that Gemara in Gittin in Zayin Amud Beis. But he emphasizes another part of that Gemara in Gittin in Zayin Amud Beis, the Minchas Chinuch. So let me summarize the Minchas Chinuch outside, and then we can read through it quickly. The Gemara there says, once again, there's a Shchiv Meira. He wants to go ahead and divorce his wife in order that she should not be subject to Yibum. But he falls ill and is unable to give the get. Shabbos then comes, Rava says, no problem. Let her go, tichod v'tiftach. Let her go to the house where the get is sitting inside the house. Let her lock the door and open the door. So the Rosh emphasized the Gemara. Once again, why do you need to both lock and open? That was the discussion we had earlier. Rav Elish says in the Gemara, and this is what the Minchas Chinuch is going on. Rav Elish says, what have you accomplished, Rava? Call Masha Kansa Isha Kansa Baila. Big deal, she's kind of the bias with the get in there. The minute she's kind of the bias and the get, it reverts to the bias of the Baal. Because Kol Masha Kansa Isha Kansa Baila.
You don't say?
That's exactly the Gemara here. The Gemara here brings in Gita V'yada Bon Kecha. This is goof of that Gemara that proves Gita V'yada Bon Kecha. From this case of Rava, who tells her to go and be machzik by closing and opening the door. This is goof for the Gemara of Gita V'yada Bon Kechad. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, how does the Rambam learn this Gemara? Because the Rambam is of the opinion that when a maschir rents out his property, the maschir retains the kinyan chatzar. So there too, also, even though kol masha kansa isha kansa baila, the kinyan of the baal is only midarabanan, and the kinyan of the baal is only a kinyan pay rice. And normally, according to the Rambam, when you have a maschir who owns the guf, and a seicher who owns the kinyan peiros, the kinyan chatzar belongs to the one who owns the guf. So the Minchas Chinuch says, how can the Rambam learn this Gemara that Rav Elish is saying kol masha kansa isha kansa baila is a problem for the get? Why is it a problem? The woman herself retains the kinyan haguf, and the kinyan haguf determines the kinyan chatzar according to the Rambam. And even though kol masha kansa isha kansa baila, she still retains the kinyan chatzar, and the get should be a good get. How in the world would the Rambam learn this Gemara of Rav Elish's question, kol masha kansa isha kansa baila? Doesn't she still retain the kinyan chatzar? So the Minchas Chinuch therefore says that Rav Elish's question has to be reinterpreted. And Rav Elish's question is not kol masha kansa isha kansa baila, she doesn't have a kinyan chatzar, but rather, take a look at the end of the Minchas Chinuch here, at the end of the page, and we'll stop with this. Ach lefi masha bi'arnu, Nuchal Leimar, the Kushas Rav Elish, Haisa Kevan, the Has Perois, Einon Shelah, Rak Nishar, Biyar Habal, Lo Shayach, Kinyan Chazaka. Rather, Rav Elish's question is as follows. Based on what the Mishnah Melech said, the Minchas Chinuch says, you could understand Rav Elish's question according to the Rambam. But the question of the Gemara is, kol masha kansa isha kansa baila means that the Baal has total use of his house and his property. And even after she does the kinyan chazaka, he still retains the kinyan peros. So it's as if the Baal has a permanent tenancy of kinyan peros on whatever she acquires from him. And the Gemara's question is, that permanent tenancy of kinyan peros, should contradict her chazaka. And therefore, the way to learn the Gemara, according to the Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch says brilliantly, is based on this Mishnah Melech's idea that the Kinyan Peros of the Baal and the Baal's permanent tenancy of the property should be misnagate to her Kinyan Chazaka. And the Kinyan Chazaka should have no Chalais as long as the Baal is in the picture.
Even if I agree to that, Svara, I would say it's a difference between if you're buying it from the person who has. In other words, if the person is buying it from the person who has the Kinyan Peres.
The Baal's pre-existing Kinyan Peres is more of a minea than a tenancy.
Right.
Okay, that's a good Svara.
And not than a... I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, then a third party. I'm saying then a third party.
No, that's a very good sfera. It's pretty brilliant the way the Minchas Chinuch wants to bring a raya, because he sees that the Rambam is going to have a problem learning that Gemara. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to say that it's according to the Mishnah Melech, I can be miyashay of the Gemara of Elish's question according to the Rambam.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.